And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still out of town, but I've got a great group of guys in the studio here from Rollo Kids at Sea, or Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Harold Davis from Davis Boats, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall Shows, Steve Pinard from Dana Lanning. We're all on the board of directors. We're all talking Rollo this morning, and we're talking to you on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now, with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, and I have a great group of guys from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Harold Davis. Good morning, Harold.
Hey, good morning.
Mike Lum. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning.
And Steve Pinard.
Good morning, Pete.
Welcome, gentlemen. Of course, these guys have real jobs in addition to our volunteer work for Captain Rollo's. Harold Davis, of course, Davis Boats. What's happening at Davis Boats?
I'm retired.
No, you're not.
Okay. Yeah. Just tired.
Yeah, you're tired.
No, we're just we're still repairing boats and having a great time.
Yeah, indeed. And you still in business there in Paso?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Just repairing away.
Repairing boats. So if you have a Davis boat or something similar, you need something worked on a trailer or the boat or the engine or whatever at Clectronics, you still do that stuff.
Yeah, we do all brands. It isn't just necessarily our brand. But I've kind of do more diesel work and inboard outboard work and more ocean boat work, bigger things than the guys at the lake.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. And Mike Lum, of course, with Fred Hall. What's happening at Fred Hall shows right now? It's kind of a quiet time of the year, right?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that it takes us about a month to get unwrapped from the shows, getting all of our equipment put away and restored and filed, and then we start immediately going through all the photographs and all the information to compile the 2018 brochure, which is in the works right now. We got to get that out by the end of the month, along with about 1,000 contracts, and then in the meantime, daily, we get phone calls from people who want to be involved in the shows next year, wanting to know what the dates are, wanting to ask questions, and so we stay pretty busy even during this time of the year. And then in addition to that, going on in the office, Tim Baker and myself are still also involved with the new product showcase back at the ICAST show in Orlando, which takes place in July. So we've been doing some prep work for that, and then of course juggling this Captain Rollo's event coming up, Tuna Wars, and then also pushing the tickets for Reel a Week. So we've stayed pretty busy.
Quite busy, yeah, no doubt about it. And Steve Pinard with Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle, you guys are busy. It's time, that time. Is it true? Is next weekend Memorial Day weekend?
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it was winter the other day. So.
And with this beautiful weather we're having and Memorial Day weekend, you're not busy at Dana Landing.
Not at all.
It's like nobody down there.
Yeah, no, and you know the deal. I mean, it's that time of year. And both fresh and salt water are super busy right now. You know, salt getting ready for the upcoming season. Actually, pretty good fishing right now. Great window of weather. The wind machine's been on recently, so it's been nice little window of weather, and the freshwater stuff has been super busy as well. So
East County
thing.
Bait and Tackle's just taken over the freshwater market in San Diego.
It's been good. It's been good.
Things are happening out there.
Yep, they're busy.
Yeah. They're busy, yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we're here mostly to talk about fishing, of course, and Friends of Rollo, formerly called Friends of Rollo, now called Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Why the name change, President Harold Davis?
For years, it started out as Friends of Rollo, and there's a lot of people just coming into the sport or people outside our sport. When we actually solicit funds and we go, we're Friends of Rollo, it kind of leaves more questions than answers. So when we added the tagline, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, it brought a lot more and easier to convey our message to donors. And so when we do grant applications and donation applications, and we're talking to people for the first time, there's more said in that statement than there was Friends of Rollo.
Yeah, and certainly with the people that we've got associated with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, it's been effective, and more people are starting to recognize that this is truly an organization, 501c3 charitable organization that takes kids fishing.
Yeah, and I've looked all over, and I'm not the world's sharpest person looking on this internet, but I've looked all over, and I don't see anywhere in any state, in any country, that has served more kids than this organization.
I don't think there's any question.
I don't think there's any question about it. And so for something that started out from very humble beginnings has turned into be quite an operation, and we've had great support from the industry, and now we're getting support from outside the industry. And it's just continues to go, and we continue to take trips and make kids happy. And hopefully, you know, maybe we change some kids' habits and some kids' mindsets about things, and we get some marine biologists, or we turn a kid around that was looking the wrong way.
Yeah, for sure. Mike Lum, you do a lot of work. You and Tim Baker, you kind of our guys in the field, shall we say, with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And one of the things that we shared on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page last week was an event that your other cohort in the field, Howard, who runs the trips, shared with us from a group of kids in I believe it was a Compton?
Yeah, it was a high school in Compton.
Yeah, and tell us about that.
Well, Howard does a wonderful job for us. He books all of the trips. Just to give you an idea, last year Howard and the organization chartered a little over 100 trips. Now think about that. We actually signed up and chartered 100 trips, over 100 trips. And in addition, Howard had to go through all of the requests we get for trips to approve the ones that we can, that our budget allows. It's a major, major effort to coordinate all of that and make sure that the groups have the boat, the right day, the right landing, the right everything. And so this particular group that Howard was out with last week, 2 weeks ago now, was from a high school in Compton who applied for a grant. We gave them the trip, of course. We booked it, and Howard decided that he would bring some of his buddies to come out and help them on their trip. And Howard is based out of Santa Maria. So he came down, and they went out with this group of high school kids, most of which, all of which, I would say, had never been on the water. They'd never been on a boat. Now, Compton, if you look at a map, Compton is not very far from the coast, and it's not very far away from several landings. These kids had no idea that you could get on a boat and go out and catch fish on a half-day trip. It was the furthest thing from their minds. And, of course, like all the kids,
these are teenagers.
Involved. Yes. And but, you know, we take kids of all ages from all walks of life, and the one common thing is that they have never been on the water, they have no idea what any of this is, and they are absolutely mesmerized by everything from the bait in the bait tank to the shorebirds, the seagulls, the pelicans, the sea lions on the rocks. Every aspect that
dolphins
we take for granted is a miracle to them. They've never seen it except on television. And so this trip that Howard took last week was full of these kinds of kids. And the school principal went, and the teacher went, and they were all just absolutely blown away. And throughout the course of the day, the kids were just amazed that they could catch. One of the young girls caught a 8-pound sheep's head, which was, you know, a very large fish. She had no idea. She was so excited. And the guy that Howard had come down with him from Santa Maria is got some health issues right now, and he spent the entire day working with this one group of kids. He brought his own tackle on the boat, and the kids were so excited that by the end of the day they were hugging and shaking hands and couldn't believe it. But what Howard was saying in his little note that he wrote was, on the way in, the captain announced that they had a pod of dolphins or a school of dolphins. And so all the kids come running up to the bow, and they had never seen dolphins, never seen dolphins playing in the wake, never seen a dolphin alive, probably. And of course, that's always thrilling when the kids can do that. They turned the boat to head back towards the landing, and they got a whale to come up. So the kids got to see all of the other stuff, plus the dolphins and the whales, and they were just like, they couldn't believe it.
And therefore, that's a classic example of why we call it now Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, because it's not just a fishing trip. It's an experience on the water.
Well, the education that they get and the appreciation they get for marine life, all types, is they just can't get that in a school. They can't get it out of a book. They can't get it off of TV. They have to experience it. And I know firsthand, watching these kids, some of the kids, a good number of these kids, will not only remember this trip for the rest of their lives, but it will actually change their life in a direction of how they view the ocean, activities that they participate in for the rest of their lives, schooling that they go to learn about. Not all of them, of course. You know, some it doesn't ring their bell, but the ones that do, it is life changing.
How many of them are going to go down to the pier, the local pier, and see if they can start fishing? Right, you know, that's the whole idea. is get him hooked on something like that rather than...
They just have to realize there's more to this world than the small area that they happen to live in, that they just don't have the financial opportunity to go. And so when we book 100 trips like we did last year, and in addition we sponsored several very large on-land events, we reached about 6,500 kids last year alone. And, you know, that's a very large number of kids that otherwise would not have this opportunity. And I think that's why it's so important. And when you see the kids react and you see how important it is to them and their lives, it motivates me personally to just want to do more. If we did 100 trips, I'd like to see us do 110 trips. It's very, very challenging. It costs us about $35 per kid on average by the time we get all this done.
And you because think, it's more than just the fishing trip.
It is more than just a fishing trip. And you've got, we provide, once a trip is granted, we provide the lunches, we provide the obviously the boat, the bait, the rental tackle. Everything is provided except for transportation to and from the landing. So you add that up and you look at the various boats and the various average, you know, if we go in the winter on a weekday, it doesn't cost us that much. If we go on a weekday in July when the boats are going to be full, it's hard to ask a landing to give us a reduced price. So when you average that throughout the year and you look at all the effort that goes into it, it's about a $35 per kid charge average. Well, if we're taking over 6,000 kids a year and we're costing us $35 a piece, we got to raise a lot of money to get back to zero every year. And that's why we are doing all these events, and that's why the spin-to-win wheel at the Fred Hall shows, and that's why we go to the
tackle
day
sale
at the docks and the Fisherman's Landing day at the landing, tackle days, rather. And all the other events we do, from shooting sports events to wild game feeds, things that a lot of people don't even know we do that all year long as an attempt to raise enough money, because literally every time we raise more money, we get to say yes to more trips.
That's
what it's all about.
That's it. And that brings us to, Stephen, two events that are very, very near to us and big fundraisers to take more kids fishing. What are those?
Well, obviously, our Tuna Wars coming up is our big one. And, you know, that's where we have three of the captains from Wicked Tuna come out. And they donate their time, too. Think about that. They fly. They take time out of their charter and fishing to fly all the way out here. That's how important they think the whole program is. And that's Paul Hebert, Dave Marciano, and Greg Meyer, who's joining us this year for the first time. And they're going to be out here, the third week of June. I think the trip leaves on... It's a two-day trip. Leaves on the 21st, fish the 22nd, 23rd, comes back. And it's, you know, it's biggest fish wins. And it's a great event. So there's room, I think there's a little room on all the boats, but obviously everyone leaves out of Seaforth. We have three boats, kind of a little bit of a tournament, kind of fun type of thing. It's a great event. It's what, our third or fourth year, been super popular.
And space available, most importantly, and you can go rub elbows with these big stars of Wicked Tuna and go out in three fine boats to tribute the Liberty, as well as the Cortez with Captain Jim Hughes.
And you know what? You say they're stars, but they're just regular guys. They are just down to earth. Yeah, they're just like us. They're just flat good guys and literally are donating their time. I mean, we talk about the time we spend. They're getting on a plane, flying all the way out here, and they're just great guys and know how great of a program we have here.
Yeah, no doubt. Harold, you have nothing to add to that?
He did such a great job.
He did. History has come.
Wow.
We have found Harold Davis speechless.
That is amazing.
I mean, come on. Yep. This could be a record right now.
He hit all the high points on that whole program. They are just straight up guys.
Yeah.
Actually learned some really cool fishing techniques fishing with those guys. They have some ways of rigging bait. They don't talk about it a whole lot, but when you're on the boat, they'll share a little information with you, and it's really fun.
All the information on that trip is at CaptainRollos.org, which is the website. There's a banner there for the Tuna Wars trips. Click on that. You can see all the details, find out which boats, which captain is going to be on, and Dave Marciano and Team Hard Merchandise. will be on the Liberty this year. That's a change. We've had another boat for the last couple of years. We're going to a little bit larger opportunity. We had more demand last year, so we went to the Liberty this year. We're going to bring it down to Seaforth, or bring it up to Seaforth for this trip. It normally runs out of Fisherman's Landing. And then Paul Hebert will be again on the Tribute, which has been a pretty popular boat for this event. And then Captain Greg Mayer, will be on the Cortez with Jim Hughes. And his boat on the show Wicked Tuna, or on North and South, is Team Fishing Frenzy is the name of his boat, Fishing Frenzy. So it's the first time he's come out to help. But Dave and Paul have been out. This will be Paul's fourth year of doing this, and Dave's third year. And it's just been an amazing help to us. It was one of our larger fundraisers last year, and we hope to see that happen again this year. It's an opportunity for the public and the fishing, the fans. We had people on the trips the last 2 years. I don't think they're really all that experienced at fishing, but they wanted to spend 2 days with their favorite captain. And these guys have been so gracious. They take all the photographs. They sign all the autographs. They tell the funniest stories, all the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's really, really a great opportunity. And, of course, the night before the trip leaves, we have the captain's reception. You don't have to go on the fishing trip to take advantage of that. And it's like $25 per person. Yeah, sign up at the website.
And that's such a great event.
It's so much fun.
And the Valley High.
It's beautiful.
And the people at the Valley High do such a great job.
And the same thing. That's all these guys do all night is sign autographs and tell stories and shake people's hands and pose for pictures. They're so gracious about it. It's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's fun. So that's going to be the 20th, June 20th, at the Valley High. Starts at 5 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll run. We get kicked off about 5, but, you know, some people work that day, so... So it does. They don't have to be there right at 5.
No.
You know? So any time runs between like 5 and, yeah, I think last year we were out of there by 8:30 or something like that.
A great silent auction and prize giveaway.
Yeah, it's a really nice raffle. We've had some wonderful prizes donated.
Yeah.
So it should be a really fun event.
Such a fun night. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's a great night. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up here. A lot to talk about. We just scratched the surface here of what's going on with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You want to join us? Talk a story? 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're giving away two tickets to the captain's reception today, along with a $50 gift card to Dana Landing or ECBT, your choice, East County Bait and Tackle, courtesy of Stephen and the guys over at Dana Landing and ECBT. And when we come back, your phone calls, more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Install sea deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, sea deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new.
Next, the SeaDeck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how SeaDeck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with the stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. SeaDeck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how SeaDeck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check CedrosSportFishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You just heard Cedros Sport Fishing, the lovely Rosie, talking about that great adventure down there. We have three spots open on our June trip. They just opened up. We had a cancellation. It's been booked for months. But if you want to go with me and Big Al, one of the new owners of Cedros Sport Fishing, at the end of June, it's a five-day trip, 3 days of fishing, and it's going to be a good time. It's great weather time, too, down there at Cedros. So if you want to go, check out the website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page and just get all the details and then call Rosie and book that trip and go down to Cedros with me and Big Al and go have some fun catching yellowtail and calico bass. You want to go, Harold?
No, I'm getting ready for Alaska.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Alaska in June.
Yeah,
we're going to Alaska. Actually, Ricky's going to Alaska in June to Kingfisher Charters. Yeah. That's coming up here in June. And then you and I are going.
Katmai,
Pete Jackalone is going with us from Kustler Yachts, is going with us to Katmai Lodge. Then in August, we have Whalers Cove Lodge, which, by the way, our three-day trip to Whalers Cove Lodge has two spots that just opened up, right?
I had to take one.
Yeah, well, you're
that
yeah.
Way, that way,
because you're going on the 4 day.
That
me.
Way, be there for a week.
Yeah,
it's a great spot.
Oh, it's such a great spot and such a great time there. So, if you want details on those trips, all of our trips, go to letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page, check it out. When we go on a trip, this is proven stuff. There's so many. Mike Lum and I were talking about that. There's hundreds of Alaska lodges. And like Marty used to say, not all are what the brochure promises. And when we do an Alaska trip, it's what the brochure promises because we've been there.
Yeah, been there, done that, yeah. Checked it out. It's all legit. It's It is as advertised.
Yeah, for sure. So any three of those Alaska lodges, Katmai Lodge, Whalers Cove Lodge, or Kingfisher. This is our 20th anniversary trip to Kingfisher Lodge.
Wow.
Yeah, and Stephen and I will be heading up for the 21st annual.
Yep.
This is our year off up
yes,
there.
Yes, every other
so you
year.
Know what's going to happen. Perfect weather.
This year.
Yeah.
Then it'll be cold and rainy and bumpy next year.
Well, actually, last year we had pretty good
weather. We had good weather. Yeah, we snuck one in there.
Yeah, we did, for sure. All right, you want to get through, talk some Rollo, 858-457-1090, or the line open right now is 877-792-1090. Let's talk, Mike Lum, about the opportunities this morning for anglers to purchase Reel a Week tickets.
Well, we're really excited about this. Reel a Week was started last year. It's a great promotion. It's a limited amount of raffle tickets that are being sold to win one of 30 very, very nice reels. We have 30 reels have been donated. We're going to have a bonus drawing at the end, a grand prize drawing. So a total of 31 weekly drawings that are going to start here on June the 6th. And these reels are all valued between $200 and $600 a piece. The entry tickets are $25, and once you buy that ticket, it stays in until it wins. That's it. If it wins, it comes out. So it's good to have at least a couple of them.
So you either win or...
Well, at the end, I mean, obviously, if you don't win, but you got 31 weeks of drawings taking place. And
between what time period?
Well, it starts on June the 6th, and I think the grand prize is in, like, the second week or first week in January. January 2nd, I think, is the grand prize. So it goes for the rest of the year. Real a week for the rest of the year. Every Tuesday evening... We draw the winner, we post it on Facebook, call the winner, you know, right. Email the winner, whatever.
Last year sold out instantly, and
yes.
This year we still have tickets.
We do have some tickets. We increased the price a little bit, and we increased the amount of tickets a little bit, so it's natural that we'd have some tickets left. But here's what
not that many tickets.
No, it's 1,500 tickets.
That's
total.
It.
Total. But here's what I'm really excited about. We planned to come in today and talk about Real a Week. Well, sometime in the last 2 weeks, we have had three people contact us that said, I want to make a contribution to Rollo. I don't particularly care that much about winning the reels, but I want you guys to take the money, and I want you to use it. How are you going to use it? Well, here's what we're going to do. Today, only today, if you'll call Tim Baker on his cell phone, which is 909-223-9631, and that number is also available on the Facebook page for Let's Talk Hookup, and it's also on the
Instagram.
That number, 909-223-9631. You call or text him today. You buy two tickets. It's $50. These anonymous parties, and there's three of them, have agreed to pay for a third ticket for anybody that buys two tickets today.
So today you buy two Real a Week tickets.
And you're going to get three, and the
three.
Third one is going to be paid for by the supporters that are going to help us sell more tickets.
Wow.
Even if you already have tickets in that you bought at Day at the Docks or you bought since, I would encourage you to buy two more tickets and take advantage of third one for free. It's such a generous offer, and it's open-ended. One of the donation commitments is significant. It's large. And the person said, you know, I want you guys to do as much as you can with this donation.
But
and
this
that's,
is just
that's
today.
Just today.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock today, Tim will stop taking orders at 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So as we were playing with this idea and coming on the show and saying, okay, we're going to make this offer. Somebody wants to pay for a third ticket. We want to take advantage of that. Tim Baker, myself, and Howard Coolidge, Howard does our bookings, we talked about a little while ago, are going to make another offer. Anybody that would like to buy $1,000 worth of raffle tickets.
Well, the Real a Week tickets.
I'm sorry. Real a Week tickets, 40 tickets. It's $1,000. Obviously, you'll get the tickets. The three of us are going to volunteer to come out to your home and do a Santa Maria style tri-tip barbecue for 10 people, everything included and totally self-contained. We will drive out, we'll make the appointment, we'll make the reservation so we get the day right. You want to do it on a football Sunday or whatever works for you, a birthday party, an anniversary, we will come to your house, we will do this barbecue, and Howard is a master at Santa Maria-style barbecue.
He
lives in Santa Maria. He's been doing it for Special Olympics as a fundraiser for them for years, and so he is going to be doing all the heavy lifting. Tim and I are just going to be there to make sure that we make sure the food's good. You know?
Yeah.
But we're going to bring everything. We're bringing the tri-tip. We're going to bring, actually, in addition to tri-tip, we're going to bring some barbecued pork ribs. We're going to bring the side dishes. We're going to bring everything we need, and we'll be 100% self-contained, which means you don't have to clean up after us. We come in. You enjoy your party and your friends.
You and 9 of your friends.
Yeah, exactly
party
right.
Party for 10.
That's exactly right.
And all you need to do is buy $1,000.
You buy
$1,000
worth of raffle.
Real a week tickets. It's 40 tickets.
That's right.
You have a very good chance to win.
Oh boy.
Hundreds of dollars worth of reels.
So I think it's going to be the demand for this is going to be really high.
Yeah. How many reels? There's 31 reels.
There's 31 drawings. There's 30 reels.
And the average price on these reels?
They're $200 to $600. And if you were
per reel.
Yes. If you were to go to the Rollo Kids website, it's either RolloKids.org or CaptainRollos.org, you'll see the ticket. And it lists by week which reel is given away. The first week, June 6th, we're going to give away an Accurate Boss Fury 500 reel. That's the very first reel. The very next week, it'll be an Akuma Metalloid. The next week, it'll be a Shimano Trenx. And it goes right down the list. You can see what it's going to be for the entire 31 weekly drawings.
Wow.
So you call today, and you get, you buy two tickets today. We have supporters that are going to buy you a third ticket today only till 5 o'clock. If you want one of the barbecues, you tell
Tim. There's only three barbecues.
There's only going to be three barbecues. Yeah. That's all we can really do. And Tim will take, Tim will make sure that that happens.
And don't forget all of this money, 100% of this money goes to taking kids fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on the barbecue, we'll send you out the tickets today, but we can schedule the barbecue out throughout the end of the year.
Yeah.
So you don't have to use the barbecue right now. If you've got some event coming up, as long as the three of us are available, we'll really be as flexible as we can to make this happen. Yeah, we provide everything.
So Tim is standing by at 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631. If it's busy, which I'm sure he is, just call back. You get the two buy two, get one free Reel a Week tickets, or three people will get the opportunity for the barbecue.
Yes. Now, you can also text him at that number.
Okay.
And you can also send him an email. You can't order anything by email, but you can send him an email at tim@rollokids.org and say, call me, leave a phone number, and he'll get back to you.
And
it's got to be today.
All that info is on our Facebook and Instagram page. Let's go south down to the East Cape. Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is on the phone. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, Peter. Hello, Harold, Mike, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Now, John, I might add, is a huge supporter of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You've been very generous donation of many, many trips to Rancho Leonero for the cause, so we certainly thank you for
that. Yeah, it's a great cause, and Harold's doing barbecues now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Harold do anything.
I bet you'd be pretty good barbecue, too, if you're doing it there, Harold. Well, we got some. You guys are coming down in 2 weeks, Pete. You got the gang coming down.
Can't wait.
And good news. Good news this week. Finally, we got some decent fishing. It really turned this week in a big way. You know, it's just been a slow start this season, let's face it. And this past week, finally, we got the Sky Marlin and the numbers we're used to. They're on the bank out in front. Bruce Borgrave had his homeowners tournament over the last couple of days. And winning angler Gary Blatt from lot number one, really seven striped marlin, which was pretty average. Everybody picked up at least one. Anybody that was even interested in marlin, there's just loads of them. They're from the front of the Lower Bear, off the bank, their normal stuff all the way down to the park. And there's just loads of them around right now. They were absent last week, but by golly, they're in now. So that's good news. The elephant bite over the last couple of weeks has been mostly out just south of Fraley's Canyon. We've been picking up yellowfin out of there. And then the boat's been picking up two or three a day. Decent fish, 12 to 40-pound fish. But just kind of a slow, medium bite. But last Thursday, it just really kicked in. And literally every boat in the fleet, we sent out 20 boats, and literally every boat in our fleet limited, and in fact, in all the fleets, it was just really, really wide open yellowfin fishing. Same size, about 12 to 40 pounds, very spread from Punta Pescadero all the way down to Fraley's. It seemed like anywhere they went, they were picking up the yellowfin. Friday was good as well, not quite as good, but then there's been a real decent bite at picking up, limits of the yellowfin for the last 3 or 4 days, which is good news. Next, with a few Dorado, not many Dorado, and some nice Wahoo. We're picking up some nice Wahoo as well. We had one Nicola from San Diego there in one day fishing, picked up limited on yellowfin to 40 pounds, caught a couple of Dorado, and caught a nice Wahoo, a 65-pound Wahoo. So he did well. So there's a nice mix, and it's really picking up, you guys. Booster fish on the inside. Not much pressure inside. Nobody's fishing inside hardly at all. But on the inside is lots and lots of roosters now running up and down the beach, too. So
best time of the year in the East Cape is right now. That's why we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's Talk Hookup Tournament starts 2 weeks from today. So if you want to join me and the crew down there, Captain Bob, who will be down there, Bob Blum, our tournament director, and the whole crew, I believe there's one or two more rooms still available. There's some great airfares on Alaska Airlines out of San Diego or Los Angeles. Anywhere, it's a great time of the year, and you can hear fishing is really picking up. If you want to join us, how do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. You can make your reservation online. I also see some of these pictures of some of these fish. A lot of tuna now, guys. We're finally getting our share of the tuna. Finally.
All right. Fantastic. All right, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. We'll see you in a couple weeks, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Look forward to it. Nice talking to you, guys.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Dave's calling us from San Diego. Hey, Dave.
Morning, guys. Pete,
good morning.
Steve.
Good morning.
Harold.
Good morning.
Mr. Lum. Hey, I heard you guys talking about the tickets and the barbecue and a lot of tri-tip, and I know what fishing has done for me, so I want to go ahead and take one of those barbecue deals.
Oh, that's awesome, Dave. Thank you so much. You're the first one. That's
all right,
great.
First
awesome.
Of three, so that means there's two left.
And
so.
Thanks for the invite for all of us to join you. So you only have, you only have six left.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, where else could you buy the opportunity to have Mike Lum, Tim Baker, and Howard come to your location, wherever it may be, at a local park, at your home, your boat? I mean, I guess you could even do it tied up on a beach somewhere and have them barbecue for you and serve you ribs and Santa Maria-style barbecue, huh? That's a heck of a fun thing.
Yeah, can't let this one slip away.
No.
Got to jump on it.
Yeah, and you get $1,000 or 40 tickets worth of Reel a Week tickets, which basically, Stephen, you broke down the numbers on the Reel a Week deal. It's
if you buy one ticket, think about it. There's 31 raffle tickets for $25. That's 80 cents. Like, who wouldn't spend 80 cents to go into a raffle for a reel that could be worth $600?
Yeah.
If you buy today before 5, you get a free one. So you would buy two, you'd get one free. It comes down to 54 cents. 54 cents
per
to
week.
Be in three raffles. I mean, it's silly.
And in the case of the barbecue, you get all 40 tickets, and you get the barbecue, and it includes everything that that you can need. And to me, the highlight of it is you don't have to clean up anything. It all just goes away, and you just get to enjoy your friends and the football game or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Dave, thank you very much. It's a very generous donation to Friends of Rollo, and I think you scored.
I will make sure I'll text Tim Baker a note here so he holds that one. But everybody else that wants one of those, please get a hold of Tim directly at that phone number. You don't have to wait through the line here on the radio to do that. So call Tim directly at 909-223-9631 for those barbecues.
All right, gentlemen, keep up the good work.
Appreciate the generous donation. And, man, he's going to have some fun. I hope he does invite us, right?
Oh, I'm showing up. Number 11.
I mean, Santa Maria-style barbecue cooked by the expert, Howard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You kidding? Yeah, that's up in your neck of the woods, Harold.
Oh, yeah, it's a world-famous place for Santa Maria-style barbecue. Everybody tries to do it, but there's a few that do it right, and Howard does it right.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Cliff in Lakewood. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Great to see you yesterday at our Encinitas Ford Live remote. Thanks for coming all the way down from Lakewood. It was a fun time.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Boy, I sure got it. I'm thinking about that deal, $199 for a lease. That's not a bad deal. There's zero down. I love that.
It's unbelievable. I don't know how they do it. It's at the Memorial Day sell-a-thon thing. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I have two questions. One for you, Pete. Is the CCA calendar drawing number, was that 1285?
You know what? Thank you for the reminder. I forgot to do it yesterday. It's actually 2883.
Ah.
2883 is the CCA calendar drawing number, and it wins a sumo tackle rod belt, miscellaneous lures and jigs, and a sumo T-shirt. It's a $200 retail value, and the CCA calendar drawing, if you bought the CCA calendar, the Bill Varney calendar. Did you like the way I say his name?
I did. You got his name.
Finally,
absolutely dialed in.
Yeah, Bill Varney. Yeah, for sure. 2883 is the winning number for the CCA calendar there. So thanks for the reminder on that, Cliff. And maybe next month you'll be the winner.
Okay, very good. And then I have a question for Mike Lum. I already got six tickets, and I guess I'm going to buy some more today. But my question was volunteering for helping the kids on the boats. I'm in the Long Beach area, retired, nothing to do other than fish. I can provide some time on any of the boats over here in the Long Beach area.
We would love that.
You guys.
We would love that, yeah. And you would be a perfect guy for that. What you need to do is get a hold of Howard, and his email address is howard@rollokids.org. Send him an email and tell him that you're interested in helping. And as he schedules trips that could use some additional help, you can be in contact with him. He does all of that and does a great job. So get a hold of Howard Coolidge and let him know that you want to help on some of those trips.
Perfect. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your generous support of Rollo Kids. Sure appreciate that very much. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090 or an open line at our local line, which is 858-457-1090. Adam's handling the phones as well as the board, so be patient when you call, and Adam will take care of you there. Again, 858-457-1090. Let's talk to Dick in San Diego. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Pete, and good morning, guests. Just wanted to call in and say what a really positive effect that Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea is having on the community. Thanks to their support, and Howard, of course, we are taking 20 kids from military families out on the water aboard the Seaforth on June 2nd. And some of the kids, their parents are actually deploying the following week. So the timing is perfect, and the program is wonderful, and I agree with the comment from earlier in the show where, you know, I think some of these kids' lives will be changed forever. So it's really good work, and thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for your efforts, too, Dick. We sure appreciate that support, friends of Rollo. You know, I'm just blown away sometimes at how many people really understand how the impact that this does for kids and taking them fishing. You know, we take this for granted. We go out, we see a pod of dolphins, we see a whale. We spend time out on the ocean all the time, and it's like, oh, yeah, there's a dolphin. Oh, yeah, there's a whale. You know, big deal. But this is a life-changing experience.
For a lot of these kids, it really truly is. And you can see it. You can see it from the moment they set foot on the boat and then throughout the day. And, you know, it's not always about the fishing. They are absolutely enthralled with the sardines in the bait tank and the seagulls flying behind the boat and all the other stuff. It all comes together, and I'm telling you, it's not like a week from now they're going to forget about this. Years from now, they'll still be thinking about this if they haven't had an opportunity somehow to get back on the water.
No doubt about it. Well, if you want to get through, ask a question, share a comment, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We're giving away two tickets to the captain's reception with the Wicked Tuna Guys on June 20th at the Bally High restaurant. It's going to be a great time. And along with those two tickets worth $50, you're going to win a $50 gift card to your choice at Dana Landing or East County Bait and Tackle. And when we come back, we're going to get a fish report, find out what's biting out there, and more. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese says 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank 500HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back unique, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Harold Davis from Davis Boats, Mike Lum from Fred Hall, and Steve Pinard from East County Bait and Tackle and Dana Landing in Mission Bay. If you snooze, you lose. The barbecues are gone.
Yeah, they are gone quick, aren't they?
And I want to thank Jim and Mary Francella from Poway Valley Collision. Got the last one.
Oh, man.
They got the last one. So barbecues are gone, but you still have that opportunity because we apologize that the number has been a little busy this morning. So keep on trying, but this deal still goes. The deal still goes, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, on the buy two, get one free Reel of the Week tickets. And Steve's got a little bonus for you here.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Pete, we have tickets at Dana Landing. So anybody who can't get through to Tim Baker, if anyone's local San Diego, jump in the car, come down to Dana Landing. We'll sell you the ticket. We'll give you the ticket right there. You don't have to leave a message or anything like that. So come down and see us. We have plenty. And the two-for-one goes. You buy two, we're going to hand you a third, which will be purchased by somebody else. So
till 5 o'clock.
Till 5 o'clock.
And then, that is just for today.
Just for today.
And the anonymous donor to this agreed to do it today, no matter how many tickets are sold. So they don't know how much they're contributing to make this happen. So so they're open-ended on this. It's really a great opportunity. I will say one thing. We have another item. And I was kind of waiting to see if the barbecue sold out, which they did. We have a Tiburon Smart Shift two-speed reel. It's a size number 8. It's
okay,
a beautiful reel.
Okay, let's tease
reel.
That, but hang on to that thought, Mike.
Okay,
because we're going to find out what's biting out there. The catch
right
report
ahead.
Today, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin. I use it all the time with Terrafin Mobile now. You take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device. You just download the latest charts before you leave the dock, and then all the information's right in front of you, just a click away there. Check Terrafin.com for more information. That Terrafin Mobile changes the game, no doubt about it. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great stuff this morning. I got to tell you, it's some of the most rewarding trips we run up here at Dana Wharf for those Friends of Rollo trips. So it's we're stoked to be part of it. And I can't tell you how many times the kids have gotten off the boat and the crews collectively looked at each other and said, that was awesome.
That's cool.
We're all about it. We love having those kids on the boat for sure.
That's great. And you guys do a lot of trips for Captain Morales for sure.
We have a good time, no doubt. So, hey, up here this week, you know, we finally had some conditions line up a little bit. You know, we had some good water temps of 65 degrees, some good water movement with a little bit of current, and the sunshine for sure helped us up here. You know, the local calico bass fishing definitely then with that condition set was at the front of our efforts for the week. You know, we had some real nice anchovy, too, for bait, so you can imagine how that kind of played out. The fly line baits along the kelp was where all our action was this week. We had some real standout days, too, when compared to how the local scene has been the last 5-6 weeks. You know, we mixed in some sheephead, sculpin, and whatnot for the half-day fishing, and it really made for a fun week, certainly for the first-timers as well. This week had a good time. Three-quarter day down the beach a little bit, we're still kind of mixing in some rockfish. You know, that anchovy did for sure help things out there, too, in that deeper water. But, you know, like we have been doing the last, 6-8 weeks, we're kind of splitting some time. We're out there in the mornings when the conditions are right, making some drops, catching some reds and grouper and stuff like that. And we've been slipping into the kelp and mixing in some time catching those calico bass there as well. Fury out at Clemente on Friday had a shot at some yellows. He managed a little hit on some of those and had the usual rockfish, bonita whitefish and stuff like that to kind of round out his counts, fill his bags. So, you know, it's kind of it for us. Certainly encouraging to see some steps in the right direction for sure this week. And that's, you know, kind of where we're at for our week. If you guys want to hop on a trip with us up here, phone number at our landing is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web and book online at danawharf.com. Definitely use that Let's Talk Hookup discount right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. You got a Dana Wharf banner ad. It gives you a little discount code. You can book online from there. And also, guys, remember, we're still running that $19 Twilight Special through the month of May here. So
what a deal. Not even through Memorial Day weekend?
It's through the month, the whole month of May.
So even next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, $19 Twilight?
Yep. So as you can imagine, it's been filling up quick, and that anchovy has helped a little bit. We've had a little bit of wind, kind of made it tough for the guys last night. But, you know, it's still a smoking deal. You can't beat it for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, and we might also say, you know, Steve Pinard said, you guys are so generous. Donna, Brian, the whole gang, Mike, the whole gang at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, you give such a great deal to Captain Rallo's, and you take a lot of kids fishing at a very reduced cost, and it's very much appreciated and recognized, too.
Well, cool. I'll pass it on. And, you know, like I said at the beginning here, that's what it's all about. You know, the memories, I heard you guys talking that these kids have, you know, watching them eat their hot dogs while they're pointing and laughing and have a good time catching a fish or seeing a dolphin, whatever it might be. You know, like you said, Tupi, we all take it for granted. So it's good to see these kids have a good, wholesome experience, and we're all about it up here. So
no doubt about
it. We appreciate the kind words.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. How about that, huh?
We're looking forward to it.
All
right. Thanks for that.
Appreciate
that.
Talk
to you later. Thanks, guys.
Surf Guru Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, they also take the veterans out fishing, too, over there at Dana Wharf.
Yes, they do. They do a lot of good stuff.
That's all part of the picture, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, halibut, Pete, you know, the last few seasons, this warm water, the halibut fishing in the spring just wasn't what it had been, and we've been reporting it here, and it's just phenomenal fishing inside for the guys, and we'll get right to it. Starting up in Santa Barbara, very good week of halibut fishing. The sand spit at the harbor mouth has been a hot spot, and I was watching the bicycle race this week, and they showed an aerial view of that harbor mouth. You could see that sand spit kicking right out into the current there. You see why it's a good spot. 32-inch fish taken there. Sexy smelt pattern, flash minnow. Galita East Beach also kicking out fish. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing. Below Magoo, Oxnard Ventura kicking out nice perch up to 2 pounds. Getting at the end of the spawn there. That's slowing down. Very good fishing, though, for leopard sharks off the Rocky Point. Some big fish, 35, 40-pound leopards, big rock chart house area. Big fish in Sealed Beach. Reported a striper bite off the warm water jetty we reported last week. The guys were seeing some big striped bass in the channel, and they bit this week. Two 12-pound fish were caught there yesterday, and another guy lost a real nice one, 30-pound class fish. The hook's been open on the flash minnow, the Lucky Craft, and that's a little heads up here. Those are nice baits, $20 baits, but the hooks ain't worth a darn. So make sure you replace the hooks, and you're going to be able to land a better quality fish on those hooks. Not too heavy. You don't want to change the swim of the bait, but you want a quality hook on there. And the other thing, the lagoon fishing down San Diego continues. 20-pound, 5-ounce fish taken out of Bataquitos on a white gulp jerk shad. Those fluke baits have been red hot down there. And then Pacific Coast posted a 13-pound, 7-ounce halibut. They said no one even bats an eye at a 10-pounder this spring. There's been so many quality fish. A 31, a 17, and a 13 lead the Penn Halibut Derby. They're all caught terra firma from the shoreline. That's phenomenal halibut fishing. So get a shot at it while it's there, guys.
No kidding, man. That is good halibut fishing, Gundy. Appreciate that great report. And we better go halibut fishing right now, huh?
That's right. That's right. You deserve it. Keep up the good work, guys. We all appreciate what you do for the sport.
All right. You too, Gundy. Thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good one.
All right. Very good. That is our catch report today, sponsored in part by SurfFishTackle.com, where you find all the gear you need to catch fish at the beach. That's right. SurfFishTackle.com. That's Bill Varney's great website with everything you need to catch fish at the beach. Jim Salazar with CCA California. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. I'm sitting here relaxing after a busy day yesterday. Hello, Harold. Hi, Mike. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
Yeah, big success for the L.A. Banquet yesterday, right?
Yeah, it went really good. It wasn't. I don't think we put the numbers together that we did last year, but now we have that Orange County chapter, so we're going to be a little more spread out. But we did really good, and there was a lot of happy people. The raffle went off really well. Don and his crew, all the L.A. volunteers, did such a good job. Tim Manaka did a great job selling raffle tickets. And Long Beach Rod and Gun Club turned out to be a pretty good place to do our event.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Steve, go ahead.
So you were going to wrap up what happened the week before with the very first kayak tournament.
Yeah, Battle of the Bays. Our first one went off so well. Steve and Ron, Steve Pinard there at Dana Landing, and Ron at Fastlane, you guys are such great hosts. Thank you so much, Steve, for the barbecue, for the ice, for the support, for everything you did for our $500 gift certificate for first place. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You did all the work, Jim.
Yanni made some great swordfish tacos that were donated by Primetime Seafood. We had 54 guys registered. Not bad for our first tournament, for a kayak tournament. We had 48 guys that launched. Derwin Chang won both the CPR Bass Division, so he got that $500 gift certificate from Dana Landing, and he won the top raffle prize, so he won that Hobie Mirage Drive I-11S inflatable kayak. He
How
won it all.
How does that work, man? He won the raffle, he won the random draw, and he won the big fish?
He went outside and fished the wreck outside Mission Bay and picked up a couple nice sand bass, so he did pretty good.
No kidding. Wow.
So our next event is June 10th in King Harbor in Redondo Beach at the King Harbor Yacht Club. We've got 28 guys signed up right now. It's looking like it's going to be another real fun event. I think we're going to have a lot more fish. I opened up a rockfish division for this one because the Redondo Canyon is so close outside the harbor there. So we've got a 10-fathom reel that was donated by Jeff Ingram, a 2-speed reel that we're going to give away for the biggest bag of 3 rockfish. And Promar's given a $100 package of lures, ahi lures, for winner also.
Fantastic. Well, how does one get in, Jim?
www.battleofthebays.com. Go there, and it'll direct you to the iAngler site, or you just go to the iAngler site and you sign up at Battle of the Bays. It's pretty simple, guys.
Very good. All right. CCACal.org for more information on anything that CCA California is involved in. Thanks, Jim Salazar. Great job, and thanks for all your hard work. Let's go live aboard the New Loan. Captain Marcus Medex on the line. Good morning, Marcus.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. You're out fishing.
Well, actually, we're on our way back to the harbor here. We were out fishing yesterday on a day-and-a-half trip. So, but we were down there pretty far down the line here, so we're not quite back to the point here yet. Anyway, just pretty darn exciting, the amount of bluefin tuna that's out there. I know it's not really biting yet, but god dang, spread out over a big, long area. You know, there's been a lot of bluefin showing up here quite locally, and
yesterday we were down there 110, 150 miles from the point, and very good sign down there. Not very eager to bite yet. We had numerous schools. We didn't get any to bite at all until right in the evening at sunset. We ended up catching a couple of bluefin, 60 to, I don't know, 90, 95 pounds or so were the ones that we caught. But there's very good sign of that good gray bluefin down there, 60. Looks like, I don't know, 60 to 120 pounds or so, I would guess. Looks like the guys that didn't get a chance at some of those bigger bluefin last year, there's going to have another chance this year as long as you put your time in. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And there's miles and miles of it, you say?
Well, I don't know about that, but it's, you know, there's several different areas where guys are seeing good sign of bluefin. You know, there was numerous big schools seen up here on the local banks yesterday, some about halfway in between, and then there's a very good sign down there. Down below that, I don't know. But, yeah, it's not just one little zone, not by any means. It's spread out over, you know, 100-plus miles between the different areas, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, Marcus, what is it? I don't know that you know the answer to this or anybody knows the answer. What's it going to take to get this thing, this stuff off the charts and start biting?
I don't know. Just have to be out there on the right day, you know. Yeah. It's freaking bluefin. They're about as unpredictable of a fish as we've got. It's
yeah, no doubt.
You know,
about
could
it.
Be today. It could be might not be for a month. I don't know. I know if we keep trying, we're gonna be out there on the day that they do bite, though.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to ride the new Lowen, you're back in service at Point Loma Sport Fishing. How do we get aboard?
Easiest is just to look at the Point Loma website. You can book online there, pointlomasportfishing.com, or call them at 619-223-1627. And there is plenty of yellowtail on kelp patties down there, but they're not impressive. It's enough to keep you entertained in between, but it's the exciting news is really the amount of nice-sized bluefin that's around. So we're going to get some good shots at it. Exactly when and where, I'm not sure, but it's going to happen. I'm gonna bet on it.
Stay tuned. It's not even Memorial Day weekend yet, and we have plenty of time to catch them. Thanks, Marcus. Sure appreciate that great report from the new Lowen, and keep us posted on how that stuff bites. Appreciate the report this morning. Marcus is always fantastic. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. So you want to get through 858-457-1090, 877-792-1090. More from Harold, more from Steve, more from Mike, right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
Darren Smith, weekdays at noon on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
To the wars are coming. You're part of the battle. Captain Dave Marciano from Hyde Merchandise and Nat Geo's hit show Wicked Tuna. This is your opportunity to fish with me, Captain Paul Herbert, or Captain Greg Meyer aboard three of San Diego's top boats. Now, Paul keeps spouting off about how he's going to win, but frankly, I'm more concerned about Greg.
He is one heck of a fisherman and could certainly lead his team to victory. The two-day trip departs June 21st and returns on the 23rd for weigh-in. Whether you're fishing or not, plan on joining the captain's reception the evening of Tuesday the 20th at the beautiful Valley High Restaurant in San Diego Bay, where you can meet and greet all of us and talk tuna with a bunch of great people and have a chance to win some amazing prizes. It's all about taking kids fishing and supporting the great Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. So join me, Captain Dave Marciano, for a fun evening at the Valley High and go fishing on one of the three top boats with us and catch some tuna. Check CaptainRollos.org for more information. Spots are going fast. Sign up today.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod, and when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard's Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.